Victory to the Walthamstow Primary Academy Strikers. Sarah Sanchez Eldridge, Waltham Forest Socialist Party teachers, teaching assistants and office staff in the NU have taken 8 days of strike action so far at Walthamstow Primary Academy. The reasons the strike started back in March include bullying, unequal pay and treatment of staff, and lack of training and support. The reasons the strike continues, with 9 further days planned, is the intransigence of the head and lack of serious engagement in negotiations. The picket line is manned by brilliant women workers, mostly striking for the first time. Students and parents show their affection, greeting them by name. But not so the senior management. Appeals for training and ideas for improvements get turned down. Feedback comes in the form of a telling off. Think of the nurturing environment a primary school should be. This academy chain is creating the opposite. The school is part of United Learning, an academy chain with a number of schools locally and hundreds across the country. The academy model, introduced by the Blair New Labour government and developed under subsequent Tory governments, outrageously allows the schools to bypass pay deals nationally negotiated with the unions. But collective action by the school workers points to the limits of such arrangements. While parents, local trade unionists, and socialists have supported the strikers, when they have sought support from the local council they have not even received a reply. Under the Labour-run council in Waltham Forest, 33 of the borough's 77 schools have been turned into academies. But in 2022 a number have faced strike action already, an indictment of the academy model. Imagine if the council was fighting with education workers to overturn the privatization model. That's one of the reasons TUSC candidates stood in the council elections, so workers like these have a voice. A mass campaign against all the bullying, low-paying academies is needed, with education workers driving it. It is teachers, school workers, parents, students and the local trade unions and council who should be running our schools, not business people and the brutal prioritizing of their interests over the students.